Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God, fam. It feels like it's been forever. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. But we thank and praise God for this third Friday morning. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is going to talk to us about today. Oh, God, it's going to be not only a blessing to you, but a blessing to myself. And we know that God always has a word for His people because He knows the ending from the beginning. I thank God for having a voice this morning. It might get a little froggy from time to time because my voice has been going in and out. But nevertheless, we're going to hear what thus said the Lord on this morning. So, Mother, come on in and take us before the throne, and then we'll come back. Amen. The administrator will give us a commercial and a song, and then we will, amen, get started with our broadcast.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you up, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today that you forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, God. Sins of omission, sins of commission, God. Lord God, we ask you that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew our spirit with us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, this morning we come boldly before the throne of grace, God, interceding for those, Lord God, on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, hi, and the old Shekiah this morning, Lord God. You said marriage, Lord God, oh God, it is made in heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, two come together and becomes one, Lord God. We pray for marriages across the region, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you get into the marriages, Lord God. Lord God, that you change and you mold and you make and your will be done in the husband and the wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we ask you that you mend any broken hearts, Lord God. Lord God, that you make them over their spirit, their mind, and their soul, Lord God. Lord God, let them surrender the old Shekiah, God, totally unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let not they will be done, Lord God, but thy will be done in the marriage, God. Lord God, let them surrender in the old Shekiah everything, every hurt, God, in the old Shekiah, God, every word of discord that was sold, God. Lord God, in the old Shekiah, God, Lord God, you do it, God. And Lord God, let them know, God, that the enemy is accuser, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them forgive one another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray for bereaved families across the nation, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now, God, that you send angels of comforters, God, to be with them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, give them strength, God. Be those Shekiah, Lord God, to go through what they have to go through, Lord God. Lord, you said you would never leave us. You said you would never forsake us, Lord God. You said you would go with us until the ends of the earth. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Early this morning, God, we want to thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you are Alpha and you're Omega. You're the beginning and the end of everything. We want to thank you, Lord God, because you touched us this morning, God. And, Lord God, you woke us up, Lord God. It wasn't an alarm clock. The old Shekinah, God, it wasn't another person's hand touched the husband or the wife's hand. Lord God, it wasn't a telephone, God, but it was you, God, that spoke to the spirit. Yeah, the Oshakaya, God, that shook the spirit, God. And Lord God, we arise up this day, God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have another chance, God, to let your will be done in our life. Another chance, God, to do what you say do, God. Another chance, God, to praise you, God, to magnify you, God, to be that ambassador, to be that voice, to be your hands, God, to be your feet, Lord. Lord God, we thank you this morning, God, and we ask you to bless on today, God, and be with the visionary of the line, God. Lord God, the old Shekinah, God, you sense high and you look low down the throne of God, and you see everything. You know everything, God. You know his thoughts, God, before he even thinking, Lord God, the old Shekinah, God. You know the very ending and the beginning and the middle of everything, God. Oh, yeah, the old Shekinah, Lord God, that he has to go through, that he has to think and do, God. Lord God, we ask you today, God, that you strengthen, God, the old Shekinah, God, that you meet the need of the old Shekinah, of himself, the family, and the ministry, God, and the most Shekinah, God. Lord God, we ask you, God, and the most Shekinah, God, as he, the desires of his heart, God, the prayers that he prays, God, that you pour back in as he stands. Lord God, as you pour back into him, as you restore, revive, and rebuild, God, and the most Shekinah, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask you today, Lord God, God, that you continue, God, to strengthen, Lord God, evangelist will, God, that you continue, God, God, to touch those vocal cords, God, to touch the body, the Oshakaya, God. Lord God, to continue to empower, God, continue to anoint, Lord God, the Oshakaya, God. Lord God, as she go forth, God, and give the word today, God. Lord God, even our young people, God, the old Shekinah, we never want to forget them, God. Even as we get off the line, we always pray with them, God. We always intercede, God. We always ask you to cover them, God. Cover them and apply the blood, God, the blood of Jesus, God, the blood of Jesus, God, up over them, God, even in their study, Lord God, as they prepare for finals, God, the blood of Jesus, God, give them, Lord God, the Oshakiah, God, allow the answer, God, Lord God, to come back to their remembrance, God, what they have put in, Lord God, let it come back, Lord God, take out anxiety, God, take out stress, God. The Lord God, allow them to relax, God, and to go through it smoothly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you are standing right there, God, right beside them, Lord God. We pray for the homeless and the Oshakaya, God. Lord God, that you give them shelter there, that you provide shelter for them, God, in the inclement weather, Lord God. Lord God, open up sears and doors, Lord God, that there may be covered, Lord God, from the elements of the elements and the atmosphere, God, in this region, God, and all the other regions, Lord God, where they have the inclement weather, Lord God, the Oshakaya, God. We thank you today, God, We thank you, Lord God. Hayadio Shikaya, God. Lord God, that you are here today, God. That your spirit is with us, Lord God. And we usher in, Lord God, your spirit, God. We welcome you, Lord God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, Lord God. We say good morning, Holy Spirit, God. Come into our midst, God. Lead and guide us on today, Lord God. Let us not lead to our own understanding, God, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, Lord God. Lord God, from the north, south, and east and west, God. Lord God, cover the land, Neo Sakaya, God. Cover the land, Lord God. We pray for our leaders across the nation, God. Lord God, that you give them strength, God. That you give them wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, even the President of the United States, God. Lord God, give them wisdom, Lord God. That you give them strength, Lord God, to be able to make decisions, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, in the country, Lord God, that of all Shekiah, Lord God. Lord God, put save advisors, God, save counselor, God, non-neo Shekiah, God, around him, God. Lord God, that they may continue to prick at God. Lord God, the rightness, God, for the people, God, the fairness, God, that of all Shekiah, God, for the people, Lord God. Lord God, you already know, God, and Osakaya, God, the decision, God, and the things that he say, God. You already know, Lord God, but Lord God, the Osakaya, God, but Lord God, that we ask you today, God, that you be our advocate, God, that you be our shield and our buckler, Lord God. Lord God, because the heart of a king, God, it is in your hand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we look to the hills, God, for where cometh our help, God. Our help, God, it comes from you, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, we thank you today, God. We thank and praise you today, God. Lord God, everything that transpired upon the line, God, even as we go to our very destination, God, let thy will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, God. Let it be done in us, God. Let it be done in everything that we do, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we forever give you the glory. Hey, my dear Shekiah, God, we give you the praise and the honor because it belongs to you, Lord God. And we seal this prayer in the blood, God. The blood, the blood, the blood, God. The blood of Jesus, God. No backlash, no retaliation of nothing, God. Lord God, because it's sealed, God, in the blood of Jesus, God. And Lord God, as we give you praise, God, as we wait on the manifestation of it, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen and amen. And to God be the glory.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Take me to the King. I don't.
Appropriate song for today's topic. Amen. Administrator, I know we haven't talked, but I know the Spirit of the Living God is working, amen, because that song is very appropriate for the topic that we're going to be discussing this morning. But before we get into the lesson on today, we want to take any questions or comments that may come from our listening audience. It is always, if you desire to text, you can do so by doing texting to 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. I want to make sure that the people can be able to do so. Can you hear me clearly, Administrator?
Yes, ma'am. We don't have any questions or any comments in the database at this time.
All right. Amen. Pamela Mann says that this morning in the song, Take Me to the King. Hallelujah. And definitely that ties into double fold. We're going to be talking about worry out and pressing in. And in order to get the worry out, you have to take things to the King. Amen. And pressing in, you have to take it to the King. So this topic this morning, I was meditating and praying, and I was saying, God, we need a word from you. I just really appreciate how God moves and talks to his people, and that I'm just a vessel to there. So we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to go right into our lesson on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for these thy your people coming and gathered together from the north, the south, the east, the west, and wherever the listening audience is at. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you move, O God, upon us, Lord, and we thank you. We thank and we praise your name, O God, for the topic that you're allowing us to speak on this morning. Lord, many of the saints go through these valleys of worry, but God, you're going to help us not to worry and learn how to press in. We're taking it to the King this morning, hallelujah, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. I'm asking that I decrease, and yet you increase even the more. And Father, hallelujah, lift up the brokenhearted this morning. Lord, hallelujah. Move. Lord, I feel your spirit even now moving. Oh God. Breathe on us, oh God. Hallelujah. Like never before. God, we thank you, oh God, for the words of encouragement. We thank you for caring for us. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being mindful of just saving us, oh God, from the sinful nature that we were born in. God, I thank you. I thank you this morning, hallelujah, that as we approach a word this morning, that you would give us clarity of speech, that you would, hallelujah, open up deaf ears and, oh God, blinded eyes. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. Deliverance is even nigh, oh God, even in our mouth. If we just take it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Truly, we give honor to the spirit of the living God. We honor our visionary, Dr. Lamont Matthews, and we honor you, administrator, and all the hosts of God's people everywhere. And we want to talk about worry out, first of all, in our lesson today. We're going to go to the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. And we're going to be reading verses number 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. And the word of God reads as thus. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? This is Jesus, amen, teaching us at this point. And this is one of the scriptures that when I was a child, it stayed with me practically all my life. And I remember this being taught to me in Sunday school when I was a child, this very passage right here. But there was something about this passage that pretty much I build my faith on. I'm a child about 10, 11, 12 years old. Verse number 26, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow it is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or wherewithal shall ye be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, taking it to the king, y'all, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? The things that you're taking to the king. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And so, in this passage that the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to those that were following, it still comes to this conclusion for us today, that because of ill effects of worry, Jesus tells us to not take thought of that. Because the promises that God has given to us is sufficient, that yea and amen. And worrying does several things to us. Number one, it damages our health. Number two, it causes the object of your worry to consume your thoughts. You can't even concentrate and do what is necessary because worrying begins to take precedence. Number three, it disrupts your productivity. You can't press forward because why? You're worried about that particular thing and you're focusing
on that particular thing. Number four, it caused negativity, affect the way that you treat others. Number five, it reduces your ability to trust in God. How many ill effects of worry are you experiencing today? There is a difference between worrying and genuine concern. Concern is that you know something has happened, you think about it, you act upon it, and you let it go. So I might be concerned about Mother Sydney, so I'm thinking about it. I pick up the phone, I call her, check on her, and then I let it go. But when I begin to worry, I'm like, oh, God, what's going on with Mother Sydney? And I don't never do, I just keep going over and over and over and over, rehearsing it in my mind and in my spirit. And I never act upon it. That is not doing anything good for her, and it's not doing anything good for me. Because I'm not taking it to the King. I'm not praying. I'm not pressing in. And we're going to talk about the press in a minute. There are seven reasons why we should not worry. And then this passage of scripture that we just read, God created life, number one. And we can trust in Him with the details of our lives. That's why when we take it to the King, we don't have to worry about the thought of what we're going to eat or drink. And it's giving us an illustration here in this passage of scripture. He's showing us that the birds just fly free. They go wherever He guides them to go. They get their food. The grass come up. You don't have to really do too much because it's going to, if it ain't a grass, it's going to be a weed, it's going to be some kind of greenery. Trust. And it just happens, boom. The dew falls upon the ground and waters it. So what am I saying? If God take care of the natural nature, what more so than He that created us? With cognitive thinking, with a digestive system, with a skeletal system, and all the systems that operate in our body. Doesn't He know what to do if we just take it to the King? Number two reason why not to worry. In verse number 26, it tells us worrying about the future hampers your effect for today. You can't let your past predict your future. So you worrying about what happened in the past, it hampers, it hinders you and I from going forward in the future. Well, I don't know, somebody gonna find out about this, that, and that. Well, if they do, God can fix that. That it's not for us to worry about. When we give our lives to Christ, we are no longer our own. We have been bought with a price, and that is the price of His blood that He shed it on Calvary's cross. So I'm quite sure He knows what He's doing and how to do it if we only take it to the King. Verse number 27 tells us not to worry because worrying is harmful, more harmful to us than helpful. So therefore, as we stated earlier, that it causes effects in our bodies. It causes pain. We want to know why some pain is going on. It's not so much that it is just we're getting old or we stubbed our toe or something like that, because that goes away a little bit. But sometimes when we hold on to emotions of worry, bitterness, strife, anger, and all those other things. This produces pain in our body that just pop up from nowhere. Until we press in and take it to the King and let it go, we're going to continue to have a harmful situation going on in our bodies. Our bodies is fighting, trying to be healthy, but because of the worry and the stress and the oppression and the depression and all of the things that we don't need to be holding on to, it's caused us problems. And then here in verses 28 through 30, number four reason, God does not ignore those who depend on him. That is another reason that we should not worry. And here, number five, verses 31 through 32, God shows a lack of faith. God shows us that worry shows us a lack of faith and understanding of God. So here, when he spells this out, he said, "Oh, ye of little faith," he's asking us a question. Why are we allowing the things to cause our faith to diminish in him? Does he not know the ending from the beginning? Does he not sit high and look low? He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He knows everything that is going on, that from the past, the future, and the present, all at the same time, God can deal with it. And since God can deal with it, that's why it's necessary. Again, you're going to keep hearing me say it throughout this broadcast, to take it to the King. Verse number 33, sixth reason not to worry, is there are real challenges God wants us to pursue, and worrying keeps us from them. God will put something on our heart. He'll give us a vision. He'll give us the ability and a gift. He'll give us the ability and the wisdom and the knowledge to do certain things. But because worry is in the way, that thing gets half done or half-hearted or it's incomplete or not done at all. This people of God, and I'm included in this, it's why worrying has to be out. And we have to press in. The seventh thing is not to worry. It's living one day at a time. And verse number 34 tells us, keeps us from being consumed with worry. If we just take today for today, efficient is tomorrow. Tomorrow's not even promised to us. But if we just take on today, do what we can do today, and even if a bill is due today, well, if we believe that God can supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, why do we worry? We worry in places that we have no business worrying. Because our Heavenly Father would take care of us if we truly, truly believe that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So we have to look at this. So how do we get the worry out? Well, we got to press in. The first thing we need to do is to pray. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18. Let us go there. And as we go there, pray, press. I'm I'm using the acronym PRESS, P-R-E-S-S. And this is going to help us to get the worrying out. Amen? So, Ephesians 6 and 18 tells us, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Whose spirit? Not the devil's spirit, not our spirit, but in the Spirit of God. And then that's we praying and watching, therefore, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, as we pray, Romans 8 and 26 tells us that the Spirit of God goes beyond that within. It makes intercession. That's why when we pray in the Spirit, we know not how we should pray and what we should pray for. But the Spirit makes intercessions for us. The Spirit of God moans and groans, and it presses in even further beyond our cognitive natural ability to think or it even feel. And it goes beyond that, hallelujah, that we can even imagine. That's why it's important that we learn to pray in the Spirit. Because when we pray in the Spirit, worrying can't stay there. Philippians 4 and 6, it says, tells us to make our request known to God. And in the Spirit and with thanksgiving. So when we're praying, hallelujah, and we're making our request known to God, we're taking it to the King. He alone and he alone, hallelujah, can fix it all by himself. He alone knows how you are made up and how you are designed. He knows how much you can conquer. He knows how much you can take. He knows everything. He knows every hair that's on our head. We can't even number them. All right? He knows the way that we take. Jesus, our footsteps are ordained by him if we just continue to press in the P, prayer. Colossians 4 and 2, it tells us to continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So not only when we praying, this has told us that we need to be watching. We need to do it in the Spirit, and we need to do it with thanksgiving. And when we do this, worrying has no chance whatsoever. Press it in. P-R-E-S-S. The R, it tells us to release. And how do we release? Amen? Let's go to 1 Peter. Chapter number 5 and verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse 7. And it says, cast all your care upon him. For he careth for you. So when we're releasing and we're taking it to the King, if we're casting all, A-A-L-L, your care, everything, situation that we're facing, no matter how big, no matter how small. No matter if you're young, middle age, or senior life. God says, come boldly before the throne. He wants us to bring every situation to him. When we don't bring every situation to him, worrying, as I said, causes us to be distracted and disconnected in our faith towards God. Worrying has to get out. Because if we continue to do this, we become bogged down and oppressed and depressed about the situation. And if we continue to worry and worry, 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 the next thing, no good will come, because many have taken their lives because it started off with something simple that could have been avoided. And then the last three letters of press, E-S-S, stands for expect something supernatural. Now, I have to tie all three of these in together, because the scriptures that I'm about to give covers all three areas. The expectation, how that something is going to happen, and it's going to be supernatural. So in the pressing in, Psalms, we're going to start right there, Psalms chapter number 62, and we're going to read verses 1, and we're going to read verses number 5. It kicks off the expectation. It says, truly my soul waiteth upon God, for him cometh my salvation. Verse number 5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. So when we go and take it to the king, we begin to cast these things upon him, all our care upon him. We know that our souls longeth to intertwine, long to be in the presence of our Maker. It longs for that. And in that alone should be enough for us to rejoice with thanksgiving that God is going to take care of that situation. Now, why in the world do we, as children of the Most High God, feel that worrying is going to help us? Mm-mm. Actually, if we continue, it becomes a sin. And that means we don't trust God. We're not being obedient to his word. We're not doing the things that he says. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So we have to remember this. But let's go into the expect something supernatural. There's a passage of scripture that shows us how that pressing in, amen, and casting everything upon them, it happens, and that something supernatural is going to happen. So let's turn over to the book of Acts, chapter number 3. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 7. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, right? And that's about 3 o'clock p.m. All right, that's the ninth hour, 3 o'clock p.m. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which was which is called beautiful. To ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now he was lame, born this way. I don't know, could have been his friend, could have been a family member, but whoever, they took him to the temple. Who see Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Now, he was given a commandment. He spoke boldly, not just to the man, but he spoke boldly to the spirit that was in the man. I want y'all to hear me clearly this morning. He spoke directly to the need, the source that was inside the man, which was his spirit that needed to be delivered. This man was in expectation of getting something. He was looking for something naturally. But however, God had something in mind, supernatural, to get what he wanted. He was pressing in for one thing, but instead he got something else. Let's go on with this testimony. And he gave heed unto them. The man began to, there's something here that I need to pay attention to. Expecting to receive something from them. He told them to look on us. Okay, so this got this man's attention. He said, okay, I need something, so I'm going to pay attention. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He was expecting something, and the supernatural began to happen. Now, I want to say this. When we press it in, the Spirit of God makes intercession. The right hand shows power and authority. We read that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. That shows the power and authority that he has to strengthen, to elevate, to bring us close to him. So when we go boldly before the king, it's amazing how that if we stretch forth our hands to God, oh, he's going to meet us there. He's going to meet us at the point that where we get all our strength from. It's from his right hand. His holy arm, it causes us to get the victory. We get strength in our bodies. We get strength in our minds. We get strength in our bellies and our spirit. When we cast everything, when we begin to look upon him, who is the him? The King of Glory. The only wise God, our Savior. Worry out, press in. We must take it to the King, people of God. Whatever we're worrying about, whatever we're fretting over, whatever all the things that we think that we have to have our hands in, we really don't. Because if God is leading us and guiding us, when we press in, he will give us the strength. We can ask Gideon. Gideon did more with less than he did with more. We can ask, hallelujah, as Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. God gave strength. He didn't worry about it, how it was going to be done. But he took heed to the counsel that God had given him through prayer. Come on, y'all. We need to see how worrying it causes us to be aloof, strayed off, stressed out. Oh, people of God, this morning I pray that we are repenting of that of our worry. And we say, God, from this point on, I'm going to press in. I'm going to press in. I'm going to pray, release, expect something supernatural. That's the only way that I can get rid of the stress. I got to continue to pray, release, expect. That means you got to look. You got to be on the watch. Something supernatural. And I believe God, hallelujah, as we pray and when we're expecting something supernatural, we got to put a praise on it. Come on, somebody. I got to put a praise on it because I know that the expectation of God goes beyond than all that I can ask or think. I got to put a praise on it, hallelujah, because I know that when I go before the throne, hallelujah, I'm taking it to the king. I know that God is going to deliver, and I have no need to worry. I have no need to fret. But our God, he will never fail us ever. We have to understand that worry out and press in is needful, so much so in the times that we're living in, because if we can watch the things that is happening in the world and not keeping our eyes and look upon him, who is the him? God. If we don't continue to look to him from whence cometh our help only comes from him who made the heavens and earth. Worrying will keep us down some more. It is necessary for us to remember the scriptures that we have discussed this morning. In this topic, we must understand, we got to be expectation. And not only when we be in expectation, you'll know, because we'll let our joy be full and have no sorrow. The Bible tells us even that. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. There's a blessing in trusting him. There's a blessing in, hallelujah, waiting on him. We are the ones that stand in the way and the hindrance of the blessings coming forth. Because why? We're worried about many, many things that should not be. And that is why he asked us to cast all our cares upon him. Take it to the king. She said it, our heart is broken in pieces. And that's all the offering we can give him. But when we leave the throne, trust me, we will have an answer if we press in. We will be, hallelujah, overjoyed and over, hallelujah, rejoiceful, because he takes the burden away. He begins to lift our hearts up and allow us to move freely in him. But we're taking it to the king. Worry out. And press in. We are victorious only when we do what the word of God tells us. Remember, Worrying does not add one cubit to our stature. It won't allow us to grow. It won't allow us to move in the faith of God. Worrying will just cancel out everything. I had a saying that I used to say when I made the announcement in my old congregation. If you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. I'm going to say it again. If you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't bother to pray. Because that's going to be your focus. You'll rehearse it over and over again with your mouth, with your actions. You'll rehearse it. And next thing, that's all you talk about is that thing that you're mostly worried about. And God will not be pleased with that conversation because we didn't give it to him and let him work it out. God bless you, people of God. That is our lesson today. I'm not going to prolong the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Administrator, come on and give us a commercial. We'll come back and we'll open up the floors for questions and comments.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. We thank and praise God for that announcement. Amen. We're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. If you are on the blog side, the international side, you can make a comment in the chat room, or you could press 1 on the dial of your phone to come in to be audible, so that you can be able to speak in the queue, and the administrator will let us know that you're there. If you want to make a comment on this morning's topic, you can also text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. Or if you're on the conference line, you can star 6 your line, make sure that you're unmuted, but sometimes individuals be speaking and they are not heard because we can't hear them. So at this time, administrator, are there any comments on the international side?
Yeah, Bishop Evangelist Wilkes, no live comments at this time. However, we welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room and their statements this morning. What a powerful word, and some of them, if they're glad to hear your voice, God bless you.
Well, I'm glad that I have a voice to be heard, because all week long my voice has been going in and out. And my aunt called me last night. She said, "Are you going to be able to minister this morning?" I said, "Well, Auntie, froggy or not, I'm going to still minister in the morning." And I see that God is going out a little bit, but nevertheless, I'm glad to have some type of voice to be able to be heard. And it's just a blessing to be able to bring forth the word of God on this morning. All right, we're going to go to Okay, come on.
Why are you telling on me?
I'm sorry?
Why are you telling on me?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
This is your auntie.
Oh. Okay, administrator, you see I'm getting rebuked here. All right. Come on, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you all on the line this morning. I'm glad to join you all and just making sure that my niece is up to par. You know, I got her back. I love you.
I love you, too. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Hunt. All right. Is there any other comments on the conference line? Star 6, your line. Come right on in. Anyone would like to make comments? Come on, Mother.
Amen. We just thank and praise God. Amen. Good to hear you again, Vanessa Wilk, and your auntie. Amen. Vanessa Hunt. I tell you, this word this morning was powerful and it was neat. It was very needful because you hit it on when you talked about wearing, because many people of today feel pressed down and they're wearing and they're so concerned about a lot of things. And on last night, I had ministered to a couple, amen, about their marriage. And God just gave me an ear to just listen, to be able to hear what they was really saying. And within that marriage, you know, and I'm like, God, in the prayer part of it, I said, God, we have to press through the noise. We have to mm-hmm. press through all the outer noise, and we have to continue to press through. Amen, in our prayer, and what we're doing, we're breaking great barriers because there we have barriers, amen, that keep us, amen, from encountering Jesus' presence, amen, for breaking through things that we may be able to hear, amen, what God is really saying to us. For one another, for our situation, what we need to do. And when we have the word, we have the word of God, amen, that tells us not to even worry, not to worry about nothing. I mean, when God gave his word, he told us not to worry about anything. He didn't leave anything out. And don't worry about what you should eat. Don't worry about the clothes that you put on your back. Don't worry. And so God is saying, I've got you. I got you. I got you. Amen. I got you. You don't have to worry about nothing. But yet we have the barriers in life, amen, that comes and block a lot of things, amen, to stop us from getting our prayer through. That's why you have to pray, and you got to pray. You got to pray until something happens. That means that you got to break through yourself first. You got to break through all the noise that's in your spirit. You got to break through all the things that hinders you because you're breaking through, glory to God, all of what you thought and understand. You're breaking through some things that you've heard, amen, glory to God. You're breaking through, glory to God, thank you, Lord, to what past hurt, glory to God, low self-esteem, glory to God. All that arrogance, whatever it may be, amen, where the enemy can stop us in our prayer, God is not going to hear your prayer. Tormenting spirit, you know, but not the Oshikaya, but you have to know, amen, who you are in God. You got to break through many things. That's why we have the intercessors, amen, in the prayer warrior. Glory to God. Because when someone, amen, when someone speak ill in your ear, amen, when the enemy is tormenting you, amen, glory to God, here it is, the intercessor, go in and say, God, turn it around. Turn it around. They bombarding heaven. They said, turn it around. Block it, Lord God. Let it not come to pass, glory to God. And we stand, amen. And so this was such a powerful message, amen. On today, I'm telling you, I'm like, Lord, I was blessed by it. Amen. Many times when you teach us, amen, the basic things, it so excites me because it brings back to remembrance the foundation. of how I made it over and how I came through and how I got to where I'm at. It is pressing me in through the prayer. My life in prayer. Those simple things. Consistency, amen. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it availeth much. That means that we got to press through. Press through when we don't feel like. Press through when we don't even know or don't understand. We have to continue to press through. So awesome message on this morning, man. God bless you.
Amen. That's right, Mother. We do have to press through. And one of the things that I'm learning as well, the lesson was pointing out to us that when we think that we are praying and we're still meditating on the situation and how that we're trying to get a message or hear a word from God, we don't get nothing. We say, well, is God hearing me? He heard us. He heard us, but we're not hearing him. And the reason why we're not hearing him, because the worrying is blocking our faith to receive what God is trying to deliver to us. The worrying itself is a roadblock. It just does not cause us to hear from the throne. And as you stated, when you press it in, the Spirit of God make intercession. How we have to move, like you said, move past the noise. We must allow the Spirit of God. I'm here to encourage those, especially if you don't have the Holy Ghost, seek after it. Because the Spirit of God makes intercessions for us. We will be amazed at how the burdens that we carry are released when we just, sometimes they have a good cry. We'll have a good cry in the Spirit of God. Allow that Spirit, hallelujah, to go in and do the surgical, intellect, cut out that stuff that's there, that has been seeping there in our spirit. The Spirit will begin to do something on our inner man. And then the joy will be able to flow because why? It has unblocked those worries, unblocked those frets, unblocked that oppression and depression. It does something, as they said, milk does the body good. Well, the Spirit of God, when it moves, it does the soul good. It does the spirit good. And it does our body good as well because we feel lighter. We don't feel so burdened down. And this is it. So then we won't, and then also if we won't feel so empty. I'm going to say that again. We won't feel so empty when we allow the Spirit to make intercession for us. We know he said he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. The Spirit of God is always there. It's all. I was talking to one of my siblings, and they began to tell me that I've been praying, and God talked back to me. I said, yeah. She said, I didn't want to say she, but she began to tell me, she said, I didn't even know that he could talk like that. I said, oh, yeah. He always talking, we just ain't listening. The thing about it is God is always trying to get our attention. He said, behold, I stand at the door knock. And if any man open up and we let him in, he gonna come in and sup with us. He gonna come and dine with us. He's gonna come in and talk to us. And freely we can receive whatever scrumptious meal, whatever scrumptious things that he has for us in the spirit for us to be able to survive and to overcome and to conquer. But a lot of times when we find ourselves in this place that we feel that we are so knocking, everything is out of control, we must allow the Spirit of God to have free course and free reign. Are there any other comments this morning? anyone else, if you can, on the block, on the conference line, you can star 6 your line, and you can come right on in. All right. Well, if we have no other comments or no other questions this morning, either on the blog side or the conference side or via the text, we appreciate God so much speaking to us. Worry out, press in. Pray, release, expect something supernatural. Remember, as we pray, remember these scriptures, Ephesians 6 and 18, Romans 8 and 26, Philippians 4 and 6. Colossians 4 and 2. Whatever we're doing, make sure we're watching. Make sure we're in expectation. Make sure we're doing it in the spirit of God. And make sure in everything that we're doing in thanksgiving. And watch God turn things around for us. Amen. Just only alone, I'm like, okay, God, I got to a point on last week. I said, God, this is not it. But as I began to sit there and I said, okay, Lord, no matter what I think, you have your way. And I said, no, my spirit began to get light, and I began to rejoice in that which God was showing me in another direction. That I didn't even realize what was happening. And so sometimes we think that things should go one way and God has it for a different meaning. He may put something in our hearts and spirits for us to do. And we may think that we know the outcome, but he knows what he's doing. Remember, he directs the footsteps of the righteous. We can make plans. We can tally, we can just say that I have personal goals. There's nothing wrong with that. However, we need to make sure that God is going to give us the increase of whatever those plans and goals are. We have to rely yet on him to make it happen. And I appreciate him so very much. So we're going to go into prayer. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you that you have taught us this morning how to not worry and how to press in. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that your word is ever so prevalent for us to know about the situation that is happening in our lives. We give you praise, glory, and honor for the things that is coming, oh God, through your word. We ask that you forgive us, Lord Jesus, for all the times that we have worried and continue to worry and not release those things to you. For your word has told us, hallelujah, to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And God, as we be going forward this day, we're going to learn to continue to cast our cares upon you. And as we're casting our cares upon you, as we're taking it to the King, which is you, we, Lord God, hallelujah, we're going to do it in the spirit. We're going to do it with the spirit of thanksgiving. And God expects something supernatural to happen because we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, every caller, every listener that is listening in, let us examine ourselves. Examine what we have been contemplating over the last past several days and even up until the hour that we have heard this word. Lord, turn our hearts and our minds continuously towards heaven that we, Lord God, can think on those things that are lovely and those things that are pure. Make the crooked straight, O God. Let you arise and let the enemy be scattered. And we be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord God, hallelujah. We know that this may not be a jumping, shouting message, but God, it is something that hits home to every believer. because at times we worry about things that we should not. And for that, Lord God, we just continue to ask for forgiveness. And we continue to ask that you help us. Lord, the word of God said, we believe, but help thine our unbelief. And God, we need our unbelief to be helped today so that we can grow stronger in you. We give you praise, the glory, and the honor. In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Bright people, God, know that I love you. We pray that you will continue to have a wonderful, wonderful week, day, and a weekend. And we will see you again, if the Lord say the same, on the first Friday in December. God bless you and have a wonderful day. All right, Administrator, it's in your hands.
Never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
send the
rain down. Here on the battleground,
for your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me. Yeah.